Lesson 40, Cause and Effect. The word cause is primarily used with negative results. A storm can cause damage. A mechanical defect can cause a problem. Unclear instructions can cause confusion. A political scandal can cause an uproar, a strong negative reaction or manifestation from the public. A high-risk sport can cause injury, and an infection in a hospital can cause death. You can describe something as cause for concern or cause for alarm, meaning a reason for concern or alarm. For example, the growing number of teenagers dropping out of school is cause for concern. The word alarm is a little stronger and more urgent. The rapid spread of the virus is cause for alarm. One of the only positive collocations with cause is cause for celebration. The opening of the new school was cause for celebration in the community. When analyzing a problem, you can identify the main or primary cause of the issue, but keep in mind that there may be hidden or underlying causes as well. The deepest or most fundamental cause is sometimes called the root cause. Interestingly, we do not use the verb cause together with effect. Instead, we say that something has an effect. For example, television has a strong effect on public opinion. Another way to say a strong effect is the expression a significant impact or a profound impact. There are many different ways to describe effects. Short-term or long-term effects describe the time of the effect. The expressions visible effects or subtle effects describe whether or not the effects are obvious. The collocations powerful effect and minimal or negligible effect describe how strong the effect was. You can say beneficial effect or adverse effect to describe positive and negative effects, and main effect or side effect to describe the primary effect or an additional effect. Something can also have or produce results. The preliminary results are the early ones, and after more time passes, you'll get the final results. Results that obviously exist and can be proved are called concrete or tangible results, and a result that is impossible to avoid is an inevitable result. Results can also be direct or indirect, and the result that you want is called the desired result. One word that is similar to result is outcome. It describes a resulting situation. You can try to guess the likely or probable outcome. The logical outcome is the result you would expect, and an unexpected outcome is one you didn't predict. Now listen and repeat to practice your pronunciation of the collocations in this lesson. Cause damage. Cause a problem. Cause confusion. Cause an uproar. Cause injury. Cause death. Cause for concern. Cause for alarm. Cause for celebration. Main or primary cause. Hidden or underlying cause. Root cause. Has a strong effect. A significant impact. A profound impact. Short-term effects. Long-term effects. Visible effects. Subtle effects. Powerful effect. Minimal or negligible effect. Beneficial effect. Adverse effect. Main effect. Side effect. Have or produce results. Preliminary results. Final results. Concrete or tangible results. Inevitable result. Direct or indirect results. The desired result. The likely or probable outcome. The logical outcome. Unexpected outcome. Now take the quiz to test your knowledge of the collocations about causes and effects.